He kept bringing up this one thing. He's just like, yeah, but I just keep coming back to this thing in Revelation that, the, you know, the throne. For, you know, I'm looking at Revelation 6, and I'm looking at Revelation 19, and it says the throne. And I'm just thinking, what are you talking about? Well, last night, the same thing was coming up, where a guy in the preaching class that had been approached by these guys, he said, man, they kept showing me something in Revelation about throne. And he said, Tyler Baker kept showing me this thing in Revelation about the throne. And he said, I don't remember what it was because it didn't really make sense to me. It went over my head. I don't know what he's talking about, this thing with the throne. What's the throne? So we're all in the preaching class. We're trying to figure it out last night. We're looking up. We're Googling throne. We're going to BibleGateway.com. We're typing in the word throne. We're like, okay, well, here's the verses that mention throne. We look up every verse on throne and Revelation. We could not figure out what they're talking about. We're just like, I don't get it. I don't know what they're saying. So I was studying my Bible this afternoon, and I'm like, man, what are they talking about? It just kind of came back to my head. So I said, you know, I'm going to call one of these guys and ask him, what's the throne? What's the throne thing that Tyler's been telling people? Because, this guy's a theologian. This guy's real smart. So I can't hold a candle, but I can try. So I'm just like, what's the throne thing? And I called one of these guys, and he said, well, it's just that when you look at Revelation 6, because Revelation 6 is a pretty famous passage, right? So, you know, when you look at Revelation 6, verse 16, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. And they said, you know what? It's the Lamb that's sitting on that throne, they said. That's what they got out of that verse. It's the Lamb that's sitting on the throne. Okay, and then he said, and then when you look at Revelation 20, it says in verse 11, I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. Well, look, I'm like, okay. But I said, are you saying that it's the Lamb that's sitting on that throne? In verse 6, I said, is that what you're saying? He's like, yeah, that's what I see there. He said, yeah, go back to Revelation 6:16. He said, yeah, Revelation 6:16, it's the Lamb that's sitting on the throne. It says, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? And they just thought, like, I mean, this was just like the coolest discovery ever. I mean, this is amazing. Okay, but how about we just back up just one chapter and read chapter 5. What does it say in chapter 5, verse 1? And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with 7 seals. Look at verse 6. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the 4 beasts, in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat on the throne.
Right there. Yep. Amen.
Bam! I mean, I guess that's what you say next when you baptize people, right? First it goes from the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost to in the name of Jesus. And then it goes to just bam, 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 like Todd Bentley, right? Like Pentecostal charismatic Todd Bentley. That's the next step. Bam, bam, bam. Friend, look at this. And you say, oh, you know, you have a bad spirit. You better know I do. When people come in here and try to start a cult and try to preach heresy and try to split our church and they lift themselves up all arrogantly and all puffed up, they're so smart. And he, quote from Tyler Baker, people should come to Jacksonville because they should go to a church that's closer to the truth than Faithful Word. While he's on our payroll, that's what he says. Go to the one that's closer to the truth. Mr. Tyler Baker, theologian. Look, friend, is there anybody here who doesn't see what I just showed you, which is just as plain as the nose on your face, that the one who's sitting on the throne has a book in his hand and the Lamb approaches and takes the book out of the hand of him that sits on the throne? I mean, does anybody have any children? Toddlers? Do we have any questions? But these guys are so foolish. They're not reading the Bible. Reading the Bible. Look, I know for a fact these guys have only read the Bible, some of them a handful of times. Now, Tyler Baker claims that he boasts of reading the Bible a multitude of times. Well, you know what? That just tells me, you know, he doesn't understand the Bible. Is he even saved? How can you read the book of John as many times as you claim or read the Bible as many times as you claim? I'm afraid of you if you're even saved. I don't know. But the Bible says here in Revelation, crystal clear. But here's the thing. They're not reading chapter 5. They're turning to their famous passages. Chapter 6, chapter 20, and formulating half-baked, half-done, half-thought-out. You know, it's like the first time you ever read the book of John, and you're in chapter 3, and it says that, you know, Jesus is baptizing more of the people than John the Baptist. And you're like, oh, Jesus baptizes people. And then you get a couple verses later, and it says, well, Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, but he himself baptized not, his disciples did it. And you're like, oh, okay, now I get, you know. It's like, it's so half-baked that it's like, it's all based on chapter 6 without even looking at chapter 5, without even glancing. I mean, I could do like an eye test and put chapter 5 like this far away and see that it's not the Lamb sitting on that throne. If I look real hard from here, I can see it from here, that it's not the Lamb sitting on that throne. But they get in the soul winning van. Hey, kid, would you like to learn about the Trinity being a false doctrine? Hey, kid, would you like some candy? Hey, new believer. Hey, you're new to the church. Come over to our house for a barbecue. We'll tell you about the oneness. And you say, oh, you're mocking. Yeah, I am. I'm taking the gloves off. These people have been ripping us off and lying to us and cheating us and abusing every privilege and just misusing the office of a deacon and misusing the trust placed in them. They ought to be taken to task. Amen. And you know what? If these, and you say, well, are you saying they're not even saved? Look, I'm saying this. If they listen to this sermon and they still believe that crap, they're not saved. Amen. And all God's people said, amen. If they listen to this sermon and they still believe that crap, they're not saved. If they listen to the sermon and say, wow, I'm sorry, we were wrong, we screwed up, then I'll say, okay, maybe they were just puffed up. Maybe they just got a little bit carried away. I mean, right? I mean,